don't have to. Record it.
Okay. So, tell me again, walking ahead of the crowd.
Yeah, that is always, you know, like a pioneer. Being a pioneer, you walk ahead of the crowd, and a lot of people don't understand you or your ideas. Yeah, you're a visionary person, and you often are being feeling very alone in your ideas thinking. You know, when Columbus came with the idea to go west and find India, there, everybody, like, well, a lot of people thought he was going crazy. You know, you fall off the earth was flat, right? So that was a visionary person. He said he just had this idea, we're gonna do that, and but he was ahead of the game, you know, he was ahead of it. And years and years later, he got some ships, like, but not the top of the line ships. They were like scrap ships. Now they the ships he was sailing on, so they were not the newest ships. They just let him go with some you know, regular doll ships, and sailed around across the Atlantic to India. And they thought, well, he will never return. Well, but did you find? Yeah, that was America. So that is what pioneers are, and they are sometimes alone in their thinking. But they are the renewables in this world. They make things happen eventually. Yeah? They most often they're not gonna make a profit of their ideas because others take their ideas and make it commercial happening. You know, pioneers are busy by looking forward. Even every time they're looking forward to new possibilities and new adventures. They're not looking into a commercial part of earning something. Usually not. And that's why other people take over your ideas at times. And that's not bad, because if you have a good idea, it should be shared. If you have a bad idea, then it shouldn't be shared. For us, if other people do this job and they're going to sell cargo and clean transport, let them all do it, because there is a lot cargo to sell, and we are not alone, luckily, and that makes us also not being crazy because of other people doing it. And you're not crazy, right? Like Columbus, after Columbus, a lot of other people started sailing to the west, and they were not crazy. He was not.
I often end up feeling that the only people that get me, are the people who I have spent time with that are connected to the Tres Hombres. I so rarely meet people who understand and it does feel like I'm on my own.
Yeah.
So it's kind of quite, it's quite important, I think, for people who have like-minded thoughts to get together.
Yeah.
Because there's strength in that.
Yeah, like the New Dawn Traders, they come together. They unite those ideas, and they have different talents. And now they really need to structure their business.
Yes, they do.
And go ahead. You know, if you all different islands in one company, nothing gonna happen. Eventually, you have to organize your company and set goals. And this is what we're gonna do. And this is what we have to earn to survive. You don't have to make a profit right away, but you need to make as much money to pay the bills. Now, if it costs every day money, then it's not a sustainable business. You're not doing something right. You can have all the talents you have in your company, but if you don't make any profit to pay the bills, then it costs you money. So you're doing something wrong. You have to put this creativity into a business model so it is sustainable and that you can make a little profit. And that it shouldn't be ended up in the pockets of the CEOs. It should come back in the foundation. And in the foundation, it gets all back into, for example, the ship or in a company or to help people.
To reinvest profit.
To create new ideas.
Yeah, no, you're right.
And our society is totally oil-based. We are so addicted to oil. This is an artificial economy. The economy is so artificial at this moment. 100 years we live now of oil. Look at what happened. Yeah, we gained a lot from oil, and for some medical and all that stuff, but it also gave us a lot of troubles in health and causes, pollution and all that stuff. We are not as creative anymore than like 100 years before. We don't have an organic life. We take everything for granted. You know, if something breaks, we buy new because it is there. It's cheap from China. You know? But if you pay the real price for products that come from China, excluding the child labor, if you have really labor good paid and with the European wages, then we wouldn't have the products coming from China. And if you have the real price for oil that is now subsidized, you wouldn't have products coming from China. You would produce the wooden toys here. Yeah? In England, for example. And that's where we're going to return to. That's that self-produced, local, based economy. That's where we have to go back to. Now, Cuba was cut off from oil supplies. And there's a beautiful documentary about it. It's like how Cuba survived peak oil. And what they did? They started all working in the land again. They took the shovels and started digging and caring about plant and planting new crops and this and that. They couldn't use tractors anymore, so they used people to turn the earth around, to get things growing. And because you're not using tractors, the land is not going to be compressed. The soil is not going to be compressed. If you compress soil, nothing grows on it anymore. So the ground started to become more fertile. People started to become more aware that food can be also grown in an urban surrounding. And that is where we have to go back to. People will enjoy more the food as well if you grow it yourself.
That's true.
Really, really you do. And you're going to feel happier. And if you're happy and you're not stressed, you're also going to become healthier. And the crops even feel that too if you're happy and you take care of them. Give them water and, you know, sing to them and everything. Maybe it sounds weird, but it is all part of where we had been before this oil, fake oil society economy stuff. You know, oil ruined everything. It's a devil. It's devilish oil. Black. It's devil. It's black gold. I'm drinking here now beer. Hey, I could have drank beer from Holland or from somewhere else, but I choose to drink a local beer, even if I don't like an ale. I don't like the ale that much, but it's local, so I drink it. I could also do a glass of water, but I like to have now a little bit of an alcoholic beverage, so I drink beer, but it's local. I choose to drink local because I don't want to have a carbon footprint on me. And I support a local economy. Why should I drink a beer in England if that beer is from France or Germany? That is sort of ridiculous if you do that. Hey, you're not you're not supporting your local economy. And that is what's happened. That is very, very so important of everything. And that is the our thinking, our mentality change. We need to change that. You know, don't drink out of plastic anymore. Don't use plastic anymore in your food, your utensils. Or if you drink a cup of coffee, don't in styrofoam cups. Finish that. Stop that. Because all the styrofoam comes little in particles, comes into your body and gives you cancer in the end. Because you're going to be intolerant of it. Now you're tolerant, but you become intolerant at time. And then you get cancer. And from what? The doctors say, well, yeah, this is an old age or this and that. No, it's what you eat. It's what you eat is what you are. And yeah, I am a pioneer. I'm a fresh thinker. But it's sometimes you're alone. But you can be also an example as a pioneer. And be positive. Stay positive. You know, and meet beautiful people that are also on the same line of thinking. Like-minded people create a new world, and we need to. We have to. Start thinking a different way, you know. We've been talking about a friend of mine. She has a biodiesel car, but in England you can't even buy biodiesel anymore because the government changed the laws. Well, what you actually should do and take social responsibility yourself, go into a supermarket and start buying vegetable oil. And put it in your car. Vegetable oil, that is also debatable, because vegetable oils you have to plant in the land. You have to grow crops that can use for food. But anything better than the fossil fuel oil based? No, this is plant oil. We should actually just screw them all. You know, they only want to tax us to make money, but we should all go to a supermarket and start the demand of clean oil, like plant-based oil, and put that in our cars and let them hurt there in London, wherever the government is, you know, or in Holland, in Den Haag, where if, you know, Holland is the Shell. Shell is an oil. It's a Dutch English based company, no? But the stockholders, one of the big stockholders of Shell is our own queen in Holland, you know? They're the big stockholders behind it all. The government is they're all guinea pigs of the oil company. You know, they make the laws. Yeah? I can be shot for this. You know, if I talk about this and get people turned on this idea, just to go different, because we all get controlled. We are controlled by the government. I believe that. You know, they all want to make money out of every individual here in this country, in the world. And they're not here to help us to cure diseases. No, they want to. No, the same with the medical. Mafia, you know, they want to give us all oil-based medicine, but not alternative. Eh? Alternative is not even put in the healthcare packet. You know, it's very hard to do that. But they all want to push us into medicines that are oil-based, because oil makes money for certain people and for the government.
It's about as evil as it gets, isn't it?
It is evil. We are in an evil timeline now, this moment. We need to get out of it. And there's enough bright people and intelligent people to make that shift. But we are just a bunch of cattle, you know. We walk just behind the leader. And we should stop doing that, you know. We just... The whole reason why we're following that one leader is because things are good. We're not in a crisis, really. A lot of people are not in crisis. I know there are people in crisis. They're in below poverty, you know. But look at around you. Everybody's still driving their cars. I don't see any bloody bicycle here in Falmouth, for example, now. You are the only one. They took a bicycle from all the way from the East Coast. Eh? But why not people driving here bicycles? Then there's no crisis. They're still too good. But if they have to drive bicycles, they start thinking, oh, I have to, maybe I should grow my own crops in my backyard. And my backyard is now a mess. No, I didn't take care of it 5 years ago. And when I bought my house, I just dumped everything what I had in my garden, just trash it. But when people start to earn less money, or if food prices go up because the oil price go up, people start to grow and their own crops and become innovative. You're not showering that too long. You're not using Head and Shoulders anymore. You start using olive oil soap or other oil soap, eh? That is not polluting your surrounding, because everything goes down the drain. Yeah. Toothpaste. You can brush your teeth with olive oil soap or just normal soap. Yeah. It's just as good. But we are made to think that you have to have toothpaste because it's on television, it's in commercials, and it's a beautiful woman that is brushing her teeth. You know, and we all want to be identified with that. It is. We are brainwashed with these ideas. But start thinking back how it was. Start thinking and decide for yourself what is good for yourself, and not follow what is on television. You know, like I drink now my beer, and my beer is local. What I drink now, I could do it for whiskey, but I want a local whiskey.
Got a lot of things that need to change, Aaron. And it's
it will eventually. You can't run into a wall with 120 miles an hour. You got killed, and that's what we're doing now. We are now exactly inside of the hurricane, in the eye of the storm. There's in the eye of the storm, there's no wind, right? Everything is comfy, yeah. There's even blue sky. But around us, there's storm all around. 360 degrees, there's storm around us. But we are now, the whole world is now in the eye of the storm. Shit hits the fan if you're running outside of that hole of inside of the eye of the storm. You start to go out of the center, you start to hit headwinds. And big time. And that's where we're running on to now, out of the eye of the storm. And shit will hit the fan. And people will start thinking what they've done. And they only innovative people will survive. And that's where we're here for. And that's what soil power is one of the alternatives we have to go into. Things need to be transported. Still, always will be transported. Need for transport. But if oil prices go up, everything what we use nowadays, well, the price will go up too. And are we willing to pay for that? Oil traders, you know, they bring the price down from oil. You know, they find ways to reduce the oil price, and then they buy a lot. And then they start a war, for example, in Russia or in Ukraine. And what happened? The oil price goes up, and then they sell again, and it comes down, and then it goes down again the price, and then you start something in Iraq. Or in Iran, or in Afghanistan, you know, where all the pipelines go through, you know. Ukraine have all pipelines. That's how it works. That's the big money. But who's paying for all the crap that happened, you know, the pollution. Nobody's paying for the pollution. And actually, that should be taxed. The polluter should be taxed and pay the price. You know, if you drive a car, pay for it too. Pay for what you pollute. And if you decide to drive your bicycle for 50 miles, for example, that's your choice, but don't be taxed on that. You should actually get money for it because you don't put out carbon. But that's not what the government wants. They want to tax you. They want to tax that oil. Hey, the more oil they sell, the more tax they get.
We have a lot of our food is tied up with oil. Dairy, it's one of the reasons I'm finding it more and more difficult to justify not being vegan, and I'm trying to eat vegan now, is because the dairy industry is so wrapped up with oil. It's the whole of the dairy industry, the milk production, the transport, the feed that is produced by the fertilizers that comes from the oil. The whole system is all based on oil, everything.
Yeah, our whole system is oil-based.
And that's one of the things I struggle with, is this: the oil is driving everything. Which, incidentally, that reminds me, your new boat was built in 1872. That's the year my house was built.
And it's still standing, right?
Just. It's still beautiful. It's fine. It's my ship.
And that's the thing, you know, we care about things that are old, you know. We care about our grandmas, but that is, it's like human. But if you, we care about cars that are old, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We care about buildings that are old. Because they have their spirit. They are built also beautiful with all the ornaments, you know. And outside, you have out of the houses, you have these beautiful structures. And nowadays, we build in modern houses that doesn't have even any ornaments around. You know, they made not to last not 20 years, you know, maybe 10 years, you know, whatever. But they're not built to make 100 years. And we were very sustainable 100 years ago. We built houses that last for a long time because, you know, it took so much effort to build a house at that time. And it costed a lot of money. And they wanted to have it last for more than 100 years, not 20 or 30 years. And your house is still standing, 44 years.
It'll be standing in another 141 years.
Yeah, because it's built sustainable.
Yeah,
it was built
with local bricks, yeah, and the bricks came from the village.
Exactly.
And my village is called Pittsford, and it has built with Pittsford bricks. And when we dig up the bricks in the garden, they have Pittsford written all over them. It's kind of cool. My husband pulled out every single brick out of the garden. My children, because when I'm writing I forget to feed them, and they're all hungry, starving, poor children. Lucy,
how much time have you got?
Can I get 10 minutes with you as well?
Yeah.
All right, that was fantastic.